It's not just a poisonous snake. It's a monster.
I got my guns cocked, ready to pop. Use my head to smash a block. Break into your castle when hit check. I swear to hit the lock. Nigga, please, come and stick to me. I'll jump into myself, but you'll be looking like E.T. Y'all squish and scratch by the scrawl. Your best now. One love to my niggas, Luigi and Mario. Twin is super duper. Jump on the back of the shell of a Koopa Troopa. So what you got to give that I ain't seen already? Dead, I'm like Toad with the motherfucking mushroom head. Say something, do something, yeah, you ain't shit. I'm about to wind up on my bomb and you're about to get hit. For all my bitches to lock up in Bowser's castle, I'm coming with the firepower, kill that asshole.
Save the bitches before it's too late. And that Bowser's about to get a taste. And if I should die before I wait, a press say it's time to return the world, eh?
Stroke a little harder, baby, watch it go big. And I didn't need to eat a magic mushroom full of shit. So let me fuck your tits, cause you know I'm made big. And I know a certain lizard that's a father for a bit.
Save the pieces before it's too late. And that boss is about to get a taste. And if I should die before I wait, a press say it's time to return the world, eh?
Say it's time to return the world.
See the princess before it's too late.
And that boss is about to get a taste. And if I should die before I wait, I'll press say it's time to return the world.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 3 of Letters vs. Numbers. I'm one of your co-hosts, Anthony, from GameMusicForAll.com. The track we opened to today was World 8 by 8-Bit Suicide, a band that my co-host here loves.
Yes, I do. I love them more than you do. And my name's Mr. B. Just, you know, FYI.
But they should know these facts by now. It's the third episode.
Yeah, you would think, wouldn't you? Although, you know, it's we are picking up new listeners all the time. Dynamic, fresh, and invigorating podcast that we are.
Yes. Now that we're on iTunes and everything.
Yes, we are. We became on iTunes a week ago.
Yeah, more or less.
I had a go searching for us on iTunes to see if I could find us, and I did. And it was weird. Do you have to do anything to get on iTunes? Or do you just say, I'd like to be on iTunes, please? And they go, nope. Okay.
That was pretty much it. I looked on the internet. I thought it was going to be a big thing about it. But they're like, send an email to iTunes and then it was up in about a week.
Oh. Makes me feel slightly less special.
I also had to sell your soul to them.
What? That was my soul. You sold my soul to Apple.
Was I supposed to trade mine in? That's ridiculous.
That's not ridiculous at all. We need our soul. My soul. My soul is a key element in the success. We can't all be on iTunes but not have my soul. That'd be like getting to the Olympics, but then having your leg chopped off.
Wait, you're just gonna have to take one for the team this time.
Take one for your face. You fucking selling my soul. Right. Today we are going to give you a podcast that has been practiced no less than 15 times.
You wouldn't believe the trials we had to go through.
We had to broker deals with small demigods. To deal with gypsy curses, I was gypsy cursed to delete every single file that I needed to make this podcast. I've had to set up a new computer, motherfuckers. That's why it'll probably sound a little weird today, because there's still a little bit of teething troubles, which we thought we'd be all done with. It's not fair.
We had everything put together so nicely.
We did.
It all fell apart.
We did. We had the new way of recording. and we had, you know, the ability to stick to about an hour rather than making like 90-minute long podcasts where we play two songs. It was perfect. We were going to topple the Awful Show, and we were going to crush the Megas podcast. I think they're sabotaging us.
Well, you know, they do have it in with robots, so they have the advantage there.
Yes, and I hate robots. They're, well, I don't hate robots so much as computers. I know that's not exactly very nerdcore of me. I've just lost a lot of scene points. But computers can go jump off a bridge, goddammit.
And now that we're sufficiently off topic, as always, we'll get into the next track.
Yep, that is the song structure that we have. What should we play? Let's see, we have a lot of songs for you guys today. It's been a little bit of a slow news week, even though this has been ridiculously delayed. You'd think it would have given us time for more things to happen, but no. What are we going to play?
Let's start off with something soft. I say Dr. Octorok with his track Dreambird.
Dr. Octorok. Say it at home, kids. Dr. Octorok. Yes, what we're playing? Green Bird.
Yes.
Okay, well, here comes that bad boy. Enjoy.
Thank you. British scientists have got to die to get the Star Wars system into the sky. How many towers do you have to drop to get oil at a reasonable cost? How many kids are you going to fill with medication just so they behave like your generation? I don't think it's fair, I don't think it's right. Going to bring these transgressions into the light, like when MK Ultra invaded your brains or military planes dropped chemical rain. What did the media ever have to say? Nothing. I'm starting to think the moon landings were fake, just a stunt for publicity's sake. The Van Allen belts got ignored in another attempt to end the Cold War. The whole fucking lot was filmed in Colorado, a stunning little piece of political bravado. Make the world think your science is superior, let them know their weapons are inferior. Okay, check this out, cause this is the way that it is. Another bit of bullshit, a few more lies. Another bit of bullshit, a few more lies. Another bit of bullshit, a few more lies. Hiding behind the all-seeing eye. Fake an attack on American land. Start a new war without reprimand. This ain't 9/11, whatever you're thinking. This is Cuba, this the 60s. Yeah, that makes me think, yeah, that makes me wonder if Operation Northwoods went without blunder. Could history repeat itself? Has the word forgotten, put it up on those shelves. So I thank the Senate for the FOIA, revealing their crimes here every single day. Open your eyes, read every single word. Show where you find the whole fucking world. People wonder why I care about the actions of the American government, but they are an international superpower. War corporatism at its finest, and they've been in constant conflict with one nation or another since 1950. This is how they treat their own fucking people. Imagine how you'll be treated when your government needs restructuring. And trust me, it will. Or this could all, of course, just be, well, it could just be pure speculation. Think of the project for a new American century, making every ally out to be an enemy. This is the line we are starting to straddle, throwing down diarrhea quick without a paddle. Don't think you live in a little piece of heaven, or you wouldn't have a place like Pier 57, where they lock away vocal Democrat citizens who call to impeach with marching and singing. Maybe I'm drunk, maybe I'm high, maybe I just don't understand why the World Bank always seems to go against the people that it's supposed to represent. So here's my message to Bohemian Grove, the cunts that choose how the world grows. Forget about the cremation of care, when the world ends your money won't be there. At this point I would normally ask you all to vote for Ron Paul, but I think we're screwed no matter which puppet's sitting in that fucking chair.
Yo, we're back, and that last song you heard was Adventures in Paranoia by my friend and yours, Category. And it's a new song by Category. He's been a little bit slower recently, but now the ball seems to be rolling. And he has that bad boy up on his MySpace, and seems to really badly want comments for it. So you guys should probably go comment him and stuff. And say,
yes, most definitely.
I disagree with your political thing that you just said. And do you think the moon landings were fake?
I don't think they were fake.
Why not?
Because they went to the moon.
They might have orbited the moon. No one's denying they went in space. But it would have been very hard to land. And...
But not impossible.
Well, some people say it is impossible. And also... America was so far behind Russia in the space race, and then all of a sudden, they fucking made it on the moon.
But, you know, it's because we had a heart. The people that say it's impossible, they just can't believe. They're too cynical.
So your evidence of us going to the moon is from the Captain Planet school of thinking.
Yes.
Captain
The power
Planet.
Is yours.
It is. Well, it's not. I don't got no ring. What would your ring be? Not Earth, Wind, Water, Fire, Heart, because they're all boring. It would be Earth, Wind, Water, Fire, Heart, Seduction. Or, I don't know, Wealth, Telepathy.
Wealth?
Yeah, have the power of wealth that comes from a ring. It's just like...
Imagine, like... You have wealth, and then, like, you're like, hey, kid, I'll buy your fire ring for...
You just wear all the rings. And you're like, yep, this wealth ring. People laughed at me at first. They said, why don't you just go to a cash machine? But I showed them.
And then you're just, like, on top of your mountain of treasure, yep. Laughing.
Because I would never summon Captain Planet, because he'd be able to defeat me. I'd just, I'd use it to conquer the world, I'm not gonna lie. You also get used to this new world order of a superpowered Mr. B with his questionable rings of power.
And now we're off track again.
Sorry?
We're off track again.
No, this is... Well, we're talking about an old cartoon, which there was probably a video game about. And we talk about video game-influenced music and stuff.
That is true. You got a point there.
I do. Although, I can awesomely put us back on topic, although there won't be a sexy link like I normally come up with. I can usually blag a link, but not this time. We have just gotten off the phone with a Mr. Dan Plussard.
Who, in the future, remember that.
Yes, we have already recorded next week's podcast before this one, although this one will go up first. So we had to guess in that podcast what we were going to say in this one, and now we have to remember what we said in the last one, so we can make it make sense by saying it in this one.
You just blew my mind.
I am operating on so many motherfucking levels. I'm like Donkey Kong all by myself, sort of. That worked in my head. Yeah, now we are off topic. Now we should reach to the safety of musics.
Indeed.
Right, I'm gonna play an oldie but a goodie. Well, I say oldie, you know, it's not that old, I guess. But I thought it was about time somebody played Autobeat Airbus by Optimus Rhyme, and I decided that somebody should be me. I couldn't find this MP3, so I asked a friend to send it to me, and she did, and in return, she asked me to give her a shout-out. Am I allowed to do that, or is that just completely sort of self-indulgent?
It's your podcast.
Awesome. In that case, thank you very much, Mallory, for sending me this song. Mallory, represent in the house, yo. That was your shout-out. I hope you enjoyed it. Anyway, this is Optimus Rhyme with Autobeat Airbus.
Open enemy strongholds quickly. Destructive, it controls English. Trip out there when the enemy speaks. Well, I got a bad idea. In and out warp speed. That blast on the down to the knees. Chalk that up, all the beef quicker easy. You can't hear it. Lean back, put your hand on the wheel and steer it. Really got a pack from the queen. All the weed, elbows, right stand clean. Badass spaceship, a dude never seen. Move fast, straight to the galaxy. Cool bodies, they fly for free. Your boss got needs on a long journey. Bad false sex, no gasoline. I got mad energy. Enemy will ever do the same, I spec. Leave them open with a broken neck. Hoping that they make their head bust break. Leave them joking, but at least they expect. Automated power with the most high tech. Open up the trunk, to release the mech. Increase the power to the shield to protect. I never hit eject. Hey! All of beat allies, drink with the ship. Toss fat drink with a sniff of a lip. Foldable wet ball, fully equipped. Stabilize coasters with a bus dip. Trick through storms with a five star whip. Hit transform, make a soul of eclipse. Top notch robots, keep things fixed. The all of it, they take it on every chip.
All of beat lifestyle.
All of beat allies roll. I'm a couple bots right into the next map show.
Protecting you. It's what we do.
Slide to the door, step out to the scenes. Go enemy, strongholds quickly.
Be an Autobeat ally.
Destructive, decomposing leagues. Stripped out there when the enemy speaks.
Well,
I got a bad idea. In and out for speed. That brass on the down to his knees. Chalk that up, all the way through the BC. Can't steal it. Sit down at a vibe at a chair and feel it. Hey. But I do need to drive that bus. Really keep them pick up dust. Turn my candles on a custom bus. Cause the really different seats, trying to drugs. If you gotta travel, then come see us. Four needers with the kids you can trust. Double bite, you gotta turn to the dust. No need to discuss.
Hey.
15 billion on the pain alone. Snake skin thinner with the end they bone. 2.5 would have just not known. But we hit 550 and the rest all gone. No tickets cause we're coming at home. Not lifted cause the lawns get blown. The logo's on the flag that's blown. It's home sweet home.
Hey.
Once every year we get it updated. See a lot of crap so the bank gets faded. When we get it back, when things upgraded. New speaker. Cockpit elevated. Pull up the studio, they made it. 98 tracks, so the horse they gated. Now that facts were anticipated. Mac on tabs of all irrigated.
Autobeat lifestyle.
Autobeat allies roll. I'm a couple bots right into the next map show.
Protecting you is what we do.
Slide to the door, step out to the scene. Don't fit the beat, don't hold quickly.
Be an Autobeat ally.
Destructive, think it's frozen blades. Stripped out there with the enemy speaks.
You're
not got a bad ID. Hear that warp speed.
You never
that path on the down to the beat. Talk that up, all the beat could read.
Oh, no.
George. Slide to the doorstep, out the scenes. Go finna be strong horse quickly. Destructive, thinking posing leads. Tripped out there, but the enemy speaks. Trim, I got a bad idea. Ended at worst speed. That back on the down to his knees. Chalked it up, all the big victory.
That second song you heard there with all the nice vocals and chippy sounds was the track Whatever Happened to Us by Player 2. He used to run Betamod Net Label and
yes, he did
come out with some fantastic albums, but sadly he moved on and all we have now are the memories.
Oh, that's sort of sad. That seems to be happening a lot. You seem to have a pick of the day where you pick someone who's broken up or people have left or...
Yes.
You're just trying to bring us down.
I want to depress everybody. Actually, another band, they broke up a year ago, but they just released their final album and it's too late to play it on this podcast or, well, it was.
Yes,
but
well, we've already never mind played that. It on the podcast that you'll hear in a week.
Yes, we'll play Chromalodeon next podcast, who yes. is a fantastic band who also very sadly disbanded.
He did, and when Anthony sent me this song, that was the first time I'd actually heard anything by them, and I think, I mean, it's really high quality stuff. Not to play down anything we're playing this week, but next week's podcast is really, really good. We know, because we recorded it.
In the future.
We did. Right, I am going to get into the letters. Yes, this is a weekly thing that we do, except we won't do it this week because we didn't get any emails because this one wasn't up.
Yes, so, people need to send their letters to, what's our email address? lettersvsnumberspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and if you send us an email there, it will almost definitely be read out. So if you want to just send us something ridiculous, or if you want to pimp something, we can organize that for you. But I will read it in a funny voice. I'm sorry. That's just the system that we have.
Those are the rules.
They are. And the first email was from someone who is on the next podcast, Dan Plus Ad. We were talking last time about memes, but we couldn't remember really, really old ones. And Dan Plus had filled us in with this message that I'm going to read. How should I read it? I'll read it like a bad guy. Well, all your bass was invented at least 100 years ago, but don't forget the obvious, the dancing baby. Bah! Great show, by the way. Hee hee. Mwah ha 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 ha. And that was from Dan Plus Ad. And I'd forgotten all about Dancing Baby.
The way you read the great show part creeps me out. Like, he's going to take over the show.
He might. He's got skills, that boy.
Yes, and he already knows the inner workings of our podcast.
He does. He's seen behind the scenes. He's seen how far the rabbit hole goes. He's seen us deals with machine elves and stuff.
He'll probably team up with Hex and then just usurp our podcast.
That would actually probably work. Because then they would have our sort of, British-American thing, blogger, musician type thing going on. I say musician. I'm not a musician, am I? And if I was, Dan's better. I think we should actively make sure that Hex and Dan Plus Ad don't start a podcast together.
We'll spread rumors. Like, did you know Dan Plus Ad said this about you, Hex?
We will. Ooh, that's a little bit of news. There is trouble brewing on the Rhyme Torrents message board.
That is true.
That is true.
But when is there not trouble brewing?
Well, this is big trouble, though. This is like people are angry. Well, someone's angry. Someone's always angry. Should I even? It's just go on Rhyme Torrents message board. It's there. Everywhere. It's like swimming in angst.
You'll find a fight somewhere.
You can start one. I don't mind. I'll beef with you.
Yeah, I've been looking for a good feud.
Yeah, I don't have a rival. I want to start a rivalry with Rev Badger, because he seems like easy pickings. Maybe too easy.
Well, then we had another email, right?
We did. We had one from the Unstoppable Booty Rage Samurai.
That's the greatest name ever.
Hells yeah, it is. But, right, this message from Booty Rage Samurai.
Dude, I just finished Letters Versus Numbers 1. I got to the part where you play Sperm Down a PSA. Thanks, by the way. But unfortunately, it was the wrong, unfinished version. The region has much less empty time. Just had to share that with you. If you want to play the real version on a later podcast, that would be cool.
From Booty Rage.
What does this old man know about music?
He's behind the times. To be fair, yes, I did mess up there, Booty Raid Samurai, and I'm sorry. Although that podcast was called Mistakes Will Be Made, so, you know, you should have seen it coming. I've not got a whole lot of sympathy.
Yeah, we washed our hands of it beforehand.
We did. It was disclaimers. It just, if you read the small print, there's nothing I can do. I don't make the rules. Wish I did.
It's out of our hands.
It is. And to be
besides, this is a plus for them, because now we have to play their song again on another podcast, which means double the Stunt Junkies.
Well, to be fair, we probably will play the Stunt Junkies again, but probably not the same song, because
that
just seems a little dull. And not that it's a dull song, it's an awesome song. The actual finished version is really good. It's about donating sperm and stuff, but there are less spaces. Stunt Junkies still seem to be making a whole fuck ton of songs recently, so I've got plenty to pick from. Speaking of picking songs, let's pick one.
Alright, you want to go with one of your tracks you picked out this week?
Yes. Let's see, what to pick. I'm going to pick Clanky Robo Gobjobs. This is the title track from his album, I Am Falcon, and man, this is, you are just simply not prepared to hear this song. If anyone's face melts, there's nothing I can do. This is my disclaimer now. Enjoy!
I'm a fucking flying high, so high I cut high. Steal a baby and it dies. I lie, oh no! I'm a fucking flying high, so high.
Second song there was by another awesome UK band, probably one of my favorite bands I've ever heard since I started listening to video game music. That was Alfonso with Labyrinth Zone from their EP that I can't pronounce.
Is it not something to do with Skull Kid something? No, it is. It is Taika wa Chikyu Osuku.
Yes.
I don't know why they've called it that. That just seems foolish.
I think it has something to do with the octopus from Herodias.
I don't know what that is.
Well, history lesson here. So if anyone hates facts, they could shut their ears now. Herodias was a game that was only released in Japan in the arcades and on a couple of different systems. And it was a parody game of the Gradius games that were also made by Konami, where you'd... instead of flying a ship to defeat aliens, you'd fly an octopus or a penguin through space.
Oh.
And fight giant alien women and so forth.
Was it any good?
It was fantastic.
Oh. Well, maybe I should get the emulator of it or something.
Yes, you should. Not that we endorse emulators.
No, we would never. Unless they're abandonware. If it's for abandonware games... then I fully support Abandonware, which I'll talk about that in depth one day, because that's actually quite interesting. But I am woefully unprepared to do that now.
We'll have to have a very nerdy, technical episode one day.
We will. Today, we are speaking entirely about video game copyright law for 2 hours. No music.
The first such copyright law was written in 1483.
Was drafted by William Shakespeare, who was not known for his video game leanings, but did enjoy a blast on Tetris.
Unfortunately, his lawmaking left something to be desired, as he wrote them all from the perspective of a jilted lover.
He did, which is why, for years and years and years, you couldn't divorce a video game. Fortunately, that was rectified in 1612 by Christopher Columbus. It was the first new rule in America. Is this going to carry on?
This could go on for a long time, seeing as how we're just making it up.
Wait, you might have been making it up. I was just worried we were boring people with facts they could have already read. Although,
just go to your local library. You can find all this stuff there.
You can find words there, and they are made of letters, and I don't care how many people message me saying otherwise, that numbers would not beat the letters. God damn it.
The library is a good example. I mean, have you ever seen a whole warehouse full of numbers? No.
Who would want that? That would be ridiculous. And people say there are more numbers than letters. No, there aren't. There are, 26 letters? 27?
Yes.
Yes. And there are, 10 characters for numbers. So, you guys, unless you can think of some sort of mathematical formula which proves that numbers defeat letters, I'm afraid, yes,
the numbers
straight
just
out
lose.
Of luck. Yeah. On that note, I think now would probably be a time to play a song.
Yes. How about a song with some numbers in it?
Yes.
To let them have their way for a while.
Well, yes, gotta, throw them a bone a little bit. I think an appropriate one would be Numbers I Roll by the mighty Florida-based Bushido Stylus, who are my friends and I love them. Enjoy.
Oh yeah! Pull a bee and it'll fit up on this bee. Yeah, we gonna be spitting some shit. Ugh, that's gross, dude. You gonna be covered in it, bitch. Alright.
Time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
I'm the master, at least a guild master. I've been a counter-terrorist, prevented a disaster. I've been the president of a D&D club. I don't mean to brag, lol, snub, snub, but I'm really important. Yeah, I'm super cool. If you don't believe me, then you're probably a fool. Serious business is all I know. I teach more lessons than a G.I. Joe. I'm a ninja, you can call me Noob Saibot. Leave off the last name, that's something I'm not. I've caught them all and you ain't got shit. So get on your knees, bitch, and lick my clit. As you may know, I was born to brag. I'm racking up kills even when I lag. Ladies always begging me to tap that booty. My phone's always ringing with calls of duty. I construct armies and keep it hush-hush. This silence is broken when I yell, Zerg Rush! I'm unreal, underground, in charge of band deck. Never run away or exit stage left. When I'm near, you best assume doom, cause I just get bigger when I eat my shrooms. I've blown up shit and I've been a thief. I've had 2 titles, a commander and chief.
Just relax, cause I'm in control.
You'll never come close to the numbers I roll.
See me dropping bows like you wouldn't even know.
Landing crits every time and that's for show.
Even with a genie, y'all can keep wishing. You're just battling cowards and choking chickens. You're like Pikmin and I'm Captain Olimar. Riding low and pimping hard in my balling car. Listen, I'm just kidding, blowing whistles from the spaceship. Facing my far ride, making haters go apeshit. Spitting fire like Charizard, I'm a master trainer with the balls to be a winner. You're a no-brainer, one-dimensional entertainer, while I'm extra planar. Convert my gangbangers into warfare machines, cause bitch, I'm the boss of a technolized regime. The leader of elite laser laborer faction. Science fiction satisfaction turns my diction into action, cause I'm always blasting through headphones and speakers like street sweepers with a little more spread and a little less lead, leaving opposition far more dead. Natural disaster, a rap-tastrophe, these pitiful peons keep chasing after me. So it's back to the factory, the weapons mastermind has another class to blind who drops knowledge like foes. or is it vice versa? Doesn't matter much, either way I'll disperse you and bulldoze your no blows. Hijack your dope bros with more steals than Hanzo. Ninjas attack led by the head honcho. Just relax, cause I'm in control.
You'll never come close to the numbers I roll.
See me dropping bows like you wouldn't even know.
Landing crits every time and that's full show. I am so into this!
And in keeping with the numbers theme, that was a track from Nigel's Nature's Outcasts, the mixtape that he released a little while ago now. And he's apparently working on a new one. I don't know how close that is to being finished or what it's called or anything about it because I'm not on it. And if I'm not on something, I have no interest in it at all. But Nature's Outcasts was really rather good. And that song was called 32 Bars. And it was featuring Ill Gil and Kilsali. I think Kilsali sort of monkeyed about with Nigel's loops and made that song, made that dead bassy boom, 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 which you could put up against walls with loudspeakers and people think you're having sex.
In case you want to fool people into thinking you're not a loser.
Well, exactly. Which I know, you know, if you're listening to this show, the chances are you don't need that, but I know that we all have moments of weakness, and I'm not here to judge you.
Speaking of moments of weakness, I think we should get into one of our next songs, which is another chip-hop tune, much like the first track we played today, and it's called Drunk.
Yes, any song called Drunk is okay by me.
And it's by the band 8-Bit from Highland Park, California.
That's not their whole name. Their name is just 8-Bit.
But there's so many bands called 8-Bit that I have to tell you where they're from so you'll know which 8-Bit I'm talking about.
Do you think all the other bands sort of secretly hate 8-Bit? Because 8-Bit called themselves 8-Bit, they all have to call themselves 8-Bit something.
Probably.
And what about 16-Bit? Why is there no 16-Bit scene?
I think there's a couple.
Is there?
I know there's 32-Bit. There's a band called 32-Bit.
That's true. But still no love for the 16-Bits.
I'll have to have a look around. I'll get back to folks.
Okay, we'll research that for you. In the meantime, this is 8-Bit with Drunk.
If the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and never come up. But the ocean's not whiskey and I'm not a duck. I'll just keep on drinking and trust to my luck. Beefsteak when I'm hungry and whiskey when I'm dry. Come along, naked women, to lay by my side.
Chops, cutters, or duels, on the walk to answer. Beat the drinks for some pussies, I say. It's 8 a.m. and I'm already pissing clear. An empty bottle is the only thing in life I fear. I'm clearing my speech and yelling and cussing. And when I'm hard up, I shoot some Robitussin. Yeah, I'm a robot and an alcoholic. And I get fucked up till I'm catatonic.
Shit, I'm cold, spitting and puking as I raves and rants. I'm so drunk, I'm gonna shit my pants. 12 shots of Jägermeister got me swerved like a slalom. The inside of my body looked like top ramen in autumn. I drink Oktoberfest by the case until the slightest inkling of sobriety is a race. Bitch! It's my protocol, seldom sober overall. Mickey's grenades give me a bowler, y'all. I got drunk the day before yesterday. I got drunk yesterday. I got drunk today. And I'm gonna get drunk tomorrow.
Well, I've had a Bass in England, a Heineken in Holland, but the best of all, a 32 Kawama, a Pacifico in Tijuana. I used to wait a couple of days to get drunk for my appetite to get all worked up, but now a 30 pack of ice house can't satisfy me getting egged all day by baby's mama G. So I go to the T-zone drinking tequila with Tim. He's a local drunk and bull-blood Indian. Edgar shows up singing the ocean is whiskey. I get into my octo cause I'm feeling kinda tipsy.
Well, I'm the joke at the bar at 8 a.m. Even little joke be like, damn, leave it there in the bottle. I don't want no cup and I think it's a waste if I go throw up. Sat on the toilet to do some taps. What'd you think I was gonna do? A doo-doo?
Yesterday I got drunk today, and I'm gonna get drunk tomorrow.
Wait, what? I got that kind of thirst.
I'm feeling like I'm gonna bust
the nipple, so I gotta quit my liver. I gotta drench to get the party kicking.
We got to get the drink
of whatever your brand, just put it in your hand.
Oh damn, damn,
I grip that damn bottle tight.
I feel my alcohol,
beer, whiskey, give me all.
A day without wine, a day of luck without sunshine.
This band that we just played got me into chip hop, and I think they're still like the definitive chip hop band.
I wish I was a definitive chip hop band. I wish I was a definitive something.
You're the definitive British host on this podcast.
I am. You're the definitive jerk. Ah, wicked burn. I got you there.
No, because I accept that I'm a jerk.
Oh.
And I hate you.
Well, you totally are a jerk. You've just taken away the enjoyment I had from my genius plan of setting you up to call you a jerk. And glorified it. Fine. Right. Change of conversation.
Yes.
On the second podcast, we announced a competition where if you could guess, well, if you knew the first sound effect and the last sound effect of the that we played on the competition, on the show, you would win something. You would win a shout out, and you could probably make a request or something, and a kiss from me. And nobody entered.
Nobody. We did mention that the kiss was optional, right?
Yeah, you don't have to, well, it's not that optional. But you don't have to have it, you know, all up in your mouth. It could just be a polite kiss on the cheek. Or perhaps I could kiss your ring. It's, as long as it's not, you know, too uncomfortable, then it's quite a good prize, I think. I mean, what if you're running for office and you can't kiss babies? You need someone to kiss them for you. I could work in that role. But anyway, what was the first sound clip?
The first sound clip was from a game I've been obsessed with lately for the DS. It was Professor Layton and the Curious Village.
Yes, that's the game where you have to do a lot of maths.
So I eventually found out what the ending sound clip was, but I didn't know at first.
You found out because I told you.
Yes.
That's cheating.
I used my investigatory skills.
Yes, you interrogated me, and you played good cop, bad cop, but by yourself. It was really weird, folks. You don't want to make Anthony from Game Music for All angry, or pleasant, for that matter, because both were just as bad as the other. But the answer was, and I did mention this game in the podcast as well, it was from Evil Zone, which, to be fair, has some appalling dialogue in it, but is an awesome game.
And I think Magitek left us a comment on MySpace mentioning that it's an awesome game as well.
They did, you see. The answer was in the podcast. There were clues in the comment section, courtesy of Magitek. I mean, what else do we need to do here, folks? We'll probably put sound clips on this one as well. You may already know if we have or not, because you would have heard one at the beginning. But there won't be any next week, because we forgot.
Yes, but I think I'll probably make it pretty easy for you folks this week.
Yeah.
So maybe someone will send something in.
Yes, if I'll make mine very easy as well. If you don't get it, then really, you lose.
We'll just have to shut down the whole thing.
We will. This is the future. Could this be the end of Letters versus Numbers? Even though it's not, because we've already done another one. We'll find out next week. Or actually the week after, because we don't talk about this next week. Let's see. Right, we have one more song to play for you folks.
And it's a very appropriate ending song.
It is, because we plan ahead brilliantly. Tell them about the song, Anthony from Game Music for All.
This is another, just like we opened with and we played earlier, it's another chip-hop song from some more folks from Los Angeles, California, and Palm Desert, California. It's the team of 8-Bit Bandit and Dumbfounded who came together to create Super Mario Brothers with the track Game Over. This has been Letters versus Numbers. I was your host, Anthony, from Game Music for All.
And I was Mr. B, who apologizes again for this being so late. Enjoy the final track, and bish bash bosh, we are out of here.
The red potion, but was tricked with a hangover. Shit, now it's game over. Gamer's worst nightmare, those two dreaded words. A two-headed dragon left me doomed, dead and burned. The shrooms didn't work, should've worried about my health, but the youth never learns. Just wanted to get myself to a new level first, with a few credits worth. Maybe next time you'll listen to the lieutenant's words. You can say to yourself it's the choices you made, or complain about the way that the joystick is strange. But as long as the boy's entertained, everybody's a winner. Video games and electronics for dinner. If you
had any street smarts, kid, you definitely wouldn't have restarted. A released cartridge means he forfeit. He can either be labeled between a goddamn sheep or bitch. Game over with injured finger joints. Insert coins and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show him who the boss is and fight till you finish him. Game over with injured finger joints. Insert coins and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show him who the boss is and fight till you finish him. I got calluses from challenges of reaching villain palaces. Bandages on my fingertips from playing games on cannabis. I tried cheat codes with fried cheekbones from hours of when the television light beam glowed. I keep close to my pink potion in case I need a power up to high fee mode. I might be close, it's unlikely though that I'll reach the final boss to fight Evo. My ego keeps me on a quarter binge, a quarter inch screwdriver can make the machine sort of click, giving you more play, but that ain't my forte. This is a battlefield, not a silly old board game. A million more days with millions of missions. Need a minister ordained to heal this addiction. Somebody please get me off the safe bit screen. It's gonna take more than sports to save this fiend. Game over with injured finger joints. Insert coins and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show them who the boss is and fight till you finish him. Game over with injured finger joints. Insert coins and continue to defend your points. Take the initiative to type your initials in. Show them who the boss is and fight till you finish him. The countdown begins, 10 seconds left. And how you got to this point you don't recollect. Take a breath of fresh air or smoke. How can you continue when you're broke? A pocket full of change will get you to the Hall of Fame. This is a reality, remember that it's all a game. One mo' quarter, one mo' game. One mo' chance to unload flames.
The last Metroid is in captivity. The galaxy is at peace.